This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it has resumed the British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, that it's gotten the go-ahead from Britain's Medicines Health Regulatory Authority. The vaccine is one of the most advanced currently being tested. The trials of the drug, developed with researchers from the University of Oxford, were suspended this week after an illness in a study volunteer, casting doubts on chances for an early rollout. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is necessary to protect Britain's integrity. As the EU steps up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to oppose a food blockade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating the internal markets bill, which one minister has said would violate international law, but in a very specific way. London says the measure is needed to clarify the Northern Ireland protocol element of the Brexit deal the UK signed last January. Peace is the issue as the Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgent leaders are set to begin talks aimed at ending two decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand for today's ceremony in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the two sides, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." He said after almost 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The actual talks begin tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts caution the path to peace will not be easy. Among the top early priorities in Doha, reaching an immediate ceasefire and an agreement that upholds the rights of women. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Princess Leonor, the